We are on Daf Kuf Dalet Amid Beis. Let us just go over the bottom of the Amid. We had not learned Rashi, and then we'll learn over Tosfos again. Just to refresh our memory, we had the Gemara brought a raya from our Mishnah that Chum Shem Amayna, and the Chiv Chaymish is not a Chiv Kapora, it's a Chiv Mamon. Therefore, if the father swore false, and then he was made, so he's and he didn't pay the Keren and Chaymish, so the Yoshim Amachuyev to pay the Keren and Chaymish. Chaymish is also Mamayna, so Mamela, they are Machuyev to pay. Then we had a Teres Kainim. The Teres Kainim says that Yoshim has Limudim, Yoshim are Machuyev to pay a Keren, and they're not Machuyev to pay a Chaymish. So the Gemara had a kasha, so how you just said before Chumshim Amayne, and Yoshim pay the Chaymish that the father was Machuyev, and here we have a Teres Kainim that Yoshim are Potter to pay the Chaymish. That was the Gemara's kasha. So let us start by the small ches of the Ein Mishpat. So the Gemara answers the Teres Kainim is speaking about Lehoida Oviv Vahoida Benoit. It is speaking about the father swore there was a Kfiras Shvus Apikodon. He was Kaifa with a Shvue. But he wasn't Maide. He was not Maide that he swore false. So Mitzad the Shvues Ha'ov, there's no Chiyav Chaymish, because the Chiyav Chaymish only comes when a person was Kaifa Momen Bishvu, and then he was Maide that he swore false. The father never was Maide that he swore false. Vahayde Benoit. And the son also swore, that the same type of a Shvu Sapekoni also was Kaifa. And the son was Maide. Va'afal Pikain, the son does not pay Chaymish Ashvu di day. That's pshat in the Teres Kainim. He doesn't pay a chaymish ashvua didei. So the Gemara asked in the chayiv v'noi chaymish ashvua didei. Why isn't the son chayiv? There was a kviris, there was gezel b'yodei shel haben. So let the ben be chayiv v'chaymish ashvua didei. There was a kviris momen with his shvua. Omri b'she'en gzeile kayem. So the Gemara says, you're 100% right. If the Gzela would be Kayim, and the son would be Kaifer, so that's a Kviras moment. So Memele, the son would be Chayiv, a Chaymish, on this Shvua that he made, which was a Shvua of Kviras moment. But it's speaking about Engzela Kayemis. Engzela Kayemis, the Gzela that the father had stolen is not around anymore. So Memele, the Shvua of the son is not a Shvua of Kviras Moment, because there's no Moment here. So the Gemara asks, Ibishain Gzela Kayemes, if it's speaking about that the Gzela is not Kayim, Afila Keren Namilei Mishalom. We had in Teres Kainim Alimut that the son pays the Keren, and he doesn't pay the Chaymish. Now if the case is speaking about it's speaking about the son swore, so the father swore, the son swore, and the son was made, that's the case. So if there is no, the gzeila is not kayim, and the son is not mechuyev to pay gzeila soviv, so why is the son chayev to pay keren? Leitzriche, so the Gemara says, the ika achayis nechos. It's speaking about the gzeila is not kayim. But the father who was a gazlan, the son was made that the father stole. The father left over kalke. In the kalke that the father left over became mishubit to the nigzal. So memele, so he's mechuyev to pay the keren to the nigzal. Frag the Gemara, v'chi yika achayis nachosim, I have a milva al pei. There's no shtar over here. So memele, o milva al pei, nigoy v'loy min ayyoshim, v'loy min amakuchis. If a milva al pei, nagoy v'afilu min ayyoshim. Because, you're not going to mean Ayoshim, because we hold Shibud the love the Raisa. We hold Shibud the love the Raisa. So, Memele, so you're not going to mean Ayoshim, but Lemon or Kuchas. So, how, this again, so why do you mourn? Why do you mourn from the Karen, from the Yisayman? Omri, Bisha'omad Bedin. It's speaking about there was Hamoda Bedin. There was Hamoda Bedin, that means by the father there was Hamoda Bedin. There was Hamoda Bedin, so Memele, so Bezdin was Machayev, the father to pay. So that creates a Shibut. That's so Memele, even though there's no Shtar, you ask the good question, it's a Milval Peh. Even though there's no shtar, but there's a shibud al tamod bedin. So now we understand why the yisaimim pay the keren, because the keren is meshubit to the nigzal, the father left over a karke. The karke became nishtabit to the hamod bedin. So Mamela, that's why they pay care. So the Gemara says, so now Ibishamad Bedina Filochai Mishnami Mishalam. So now the Yoshim swore. The Yoshim swore that there was a Shvur mitzad the Yoshim, so they were Kaifel the Chiyuv. That they said the Nigzel cannot mourn from these karkois that were kaifa the chiyah, so let them pay a chaymish. That means if you explain to me why there's a chiyah tashlumei keren, and they swore they were makrish the chiyah tashlumei keren, so let them pay the chaymish. Amar Avunim Rei Devishu Fein Shemishalmin chaymish al kvire shibot karkois. You don't pay a chaymish al kvira shibit kako. He says the whole schus of the nigzal is to mon from mishabodim. That's karke. And there's no din tashlume chaymish al kvira shibit kako. This is the Gemara. Let us see Rashi. B'shein gzeile kayemet. It's speaking about the Gemara es takashe. If the Yerushim were moided that the father stole, and they swore first that the father, that it's not a gzeilem, so let them be chayiv chaymish al tzeshvut. So the mayans of b'shen gzeile kayemis, t'lava le'rom yelish lumi. The Yerushim don't have to pay. V'snan agayz l'machal esbonov turim ilushal. Hilkach he kofar, so even though they were kofar, they swore, that they don't know anything. Kviras dvom ba'almei. It's only a kviras dvom. It's not a kviras momen. Ushvuas bitu. It's not a shvuas sheker. The lack of chaymish. A chaymish is only by a kviras momen. This is not a kviras momen. So the Gemara answers leitzricha deika achayis nachos. Vamrinen lekamon dimeniach eviyam achayis nachosim karkois. Chayovim laharzer mibnei kevoid aviyah. Now this is a very difficult Rashi. The Marsha asks on Rashi. Rashi brings a Gemara further. The Gemara that says mibnei kevoid aviyah learned a different shad achayis nachosim. It's not kakois. It means a leftover pora. And even though it seems that they were kind of the pora als kevoid aviyah, the mechuyev to return it. But here Rashi says that the niyach aviyam achayis nechosim karkois, so if he left over karke, Chayavim lahachzer b'nei kavod avim. It's a very modern halacha over here. Not that the gzeila is ben. No, he left over karka. M'nei kavod avim, the mechuyim to be matzah. So let's just put this on hold. The Marsha asks on Rashi, there's no such a gemara later. Fine. And the Barashi says, a modern zach, that the father left over karka. And now it's kvoid aviyim the mechuyiv to pay up the nigzal with this kalke. Frekte gemore v'rika chayis nechosim mayhavi. So now the gemore is takasha, milva al peh, ein agoy v'loy min ayoshim v'loy min akuches. So now Rashi got stuck. If the chiyiv would be al shibud, so there's a good kasha, shibud alav derayis. But Rashi just said before that the chiyiv is al kvoid aviyim. Anu mechayim, the father swore false, and then he left over kalk, al tkvoy davi in the mechuyiv to pay the keren. So what's the kasha? It's a milval peh. So Rashi says this, loigal sinan takya with not kairis. This Rashi erases a few shuras of the Gemara. Chod edotoni hosom, the mishum kvoy davi im chayovim lach. So what's the kasha? Milval peh, ainu mishubit. That's a din in shibut. Shibud is not din shibud by a milval peh. But they hear the chiv is al tkvoy davim. There's a psalu mechayiv of tkvoy davim. So what's the problem? Fine. Va'oi, problem number two Rashi is, the k'mashani leik sh'omad bedin koida misos. The Gemara asks the kash, it's not mishubud. So the Gemara answers, no, there was a hamod bedin. It's male that created the shibud. How does this amoda bedin help? When there was amoda bedin by the father, we speak about the father wasn't moida. They slept the father tadin teire. The nigzal said, you stole this from me, and he swore I didn't steal it from you. Finished. So how does this amoda, speaking about that the father was not moida? So how does this Hamad Bedin create a Shibud? There was no Shibud whatsoever. So what's the terrors of Hamad Bedin? The Hamad Bedin does not create a Shibud. Why the Kamashani Kshamad Bedin? Michlal Dat Hashte Bishaloy Amad Bedin. So it means if the Gemara is the Kash, how did it become a Shubit? So the Gemara answers it speaking about Sha'omad Bedin. So Vaistois, because of this Kash, I say that it's speaking about Omad Bedin, so it became a Shibut. It says that the father swore. So we see Al-Kochen, there was a Shvu in Bezdin, so the Zichu was Amad Bedin. So why did the Gemara have to bring it, speaking about Omad Bedin? Sura was Omad Bedin. Now, this third kasha of Rashi is a very shvera kasha. Now, let's explain this kasha. Rashi said, if there's a chiyuv of Shua Safakotin, there has to be Omad Bedin. So if we learn the Rashi simply, so Rashi means to say as follows. Rashi means to say the whole aloch of Shua Safakotin is dafka by a shvua bebezin. A shvua bebezin, then there's a chiyuv shvua sapekodim. A person stammers a swore, there's no din of shvua sapekodim. We had a Rashi, we had a Taisvis before. Taisvis before said on the Mishnah, Kaisel Machaveira, a full of kofats v'nishba, Taisvis says, you don't need a shvua bebezin. Taisvis says, a full of some of their person swore, there's also din of shvua sapekodim. That's what Taisa says, Dafkov Gibel. We learn this Rashi. Rashi seems to be saying, if he's chayiv al teshvur, al kochach, there was a mother bedin. So we could, if we'd be ignorant, and ignorance is bliss, so we'll say it. So Rashi is chaylik on Taisvis, and Rashi holds he need a shvur bebezin. So memele, so that's Rashi's kasha. Now the problem is, they bring down Rashi later, on Dafkov Chesam Adalev, says the leinian chaimish vashim leishoni lam beishvus atzmi leishvus dayonim ubavat sheyich b'momin. Rashi says klon on daf kufches dann afilo ashmus atzmoi yechai shmus apekom. So what pshat Rashi is kasha over here, that Rashi says, has to be talking about in Bezden, because it says that the father swore, so it had to be in Bezden. This is a problem. This is another problem in Rashi. Al koponim, Rashi, because of all these kashas, Rashi is moichik the whole Gemara. Hilkach loy garsina loy, vahochi garsina, so the kasha was, leitzrich adika chayis nechosin. The Gemara answered, the Gemara asked, why are the yoshim chayiv akeren, if the gzeil is not ben, so the Gemara answers, they're chayis nechosin, and Rashi learns, pshat, if there's a chayis nechosin, so memele, mishum kvayid avim, the mechuyiv, to pay up from this kalkin. So the Gemara, then Rashi jumps over, so the Gemara says, yochi choy mishnami mishalom. So if mishum kvayid avim, the mechuyiv to pay, so now the Yoshim swore that they don't owe it, so let the Mechayim HaChoymish, Amar Avune, Yochi HaMishnamimish, Amar Avune, Yochi Momen Gomor, HaChoymishnamim Lishalom. So that was the Gemara's Kashe, and the Gemara answers, Lefish Ein Mishalman HaChoymish Al Kvira Shivot Karkois, the HaChoymish Amai Kosi Ashvuoso, Lav Shvui, the Kaimalon Einish Boyim Al HaKarkois, Vahai Ben Ki Yishtabe Kofole Shivot Karkois, the love mishmachayis nechosim, love alei rami lishlumi. The whole shvu is because of the shibut. And ain ishboin al kalkois. Now I just want to mention this is a very difficult Rashi. We should just know this. Rashi over here brought two halachas together. Rashi is ishfer because of a few problems. Rashi says the Gemara. Answers, Ein Mishalmin Chaimish Al Kviras Shibut Kakois. You don't pay a Chaimish Al Kviras Shibut Kakois. This din that you don't pay a Chaimish Al Kviras Shibut Kakois is a limud on this. You don't pay a Chaimish. Shvuas Apekodin and Kalki, you don't pay a Chaimish. Period. It's not a limud. Rashi gives the reason, there's a Gemara that gives brings the limud on this. Rashi says, you know why you don't pay a chaymish? Because ainish boy in alakakois. Since Bezdin is not mechayev a shvua an karke, so memele, that is why if a person swore, he doesn't give a chaymish. So Rashi said the reason you don't bring a chaymish is because Bezdin isn't mechayev a shvua. But we just mentioned before, shvua's apikodin has nothing to do with a shvua's Bezdin. Rashi and Avkuv Ches says clearly that Afilu was Nishba Meyatzmoy. So the reason is not because Bezdin is in Mashbiya. Yechayev Shvus Apekodin Afilu was Nishba Meyatzmoy. So you have to say there's a different limud. So this is also a very difficult Rashi. Now let us go back to Taisvis. Now perhaps we'll understand the Taisvis a little better. The bottom Taisvis. The Gemara, Taisus was Goyris, this whole Gemara, and Taisus is going to for all of Rashi's kashas. Milbal pei, ben goyve, loimina yershim, veloimina lakuches. So Rashi says, lamandi omar shibuda lavdi raise. So Taisus says, lamandi omar shibuda lavdi raise, porish. The Gemara is asking a kashe, the Gemara is asking Akashem, if she would love the Raisim, so how can you be goyver from the Kalke, dochemashme, did the Raisim goyver me Yoshim? The most bringing up, we have a posik, that Yoshim pay Karen. So if the posik tells us that Yoshim pays Karen, that means Menatayra they pay Karen. And so how could you say Yoshim pay the Karen if the Gzeil is not Ben, the Kalke became Nishtabit? She would love the rice. So how could a posik tell me they pay Karen? Because she would love the rice. May he be rice da goizel le machel. There's a rice da goizel le machel. I mean, here, I'm a vim a chais, the chos, I'm a chayom, I'm a shalom. Like a le mifrich le midi. There is no kashe. Di umuki le midarabonon. That rice could be midarabonon. Shleitin o delas, bifnei leimin, ke the posik rapopo, bepeh get poshe. that even though she buddel up the reise, you man from Yorshim, say milven, say other chiyuvim, shleitin al delas. So memela, the bereise is bechlau not schwer. The bereise that says, that you man from Yorshim, that is not kefelech. The bereise can mean midarabonam. So, but here there's a problem, because he was speaking about a Teres Koyanim, that says Pshat and Posik, that you are goyve from the Yoshim, from the Achayis Nechosim, here the Gmoyes Amerdike Kashi, Shibud Alav the Reis, how can you be goyve from the Yoshim? Umiyu L'Rav Shmuel Da'oma, Da'omri Milva Alpeinu Goyve Loimin HaYoshim, Loimin HaKuchas, Afilu Mid HaRabonu, Kedemuchem Becheske Sabatim, Besides Mishemais, he collects you, him, he bereise the lekamot. They'll have a problem with that bereise also. Because they hold shibud the lab de reise, and I feel me the rabbonin, you're not gave him in a yoshim by a milvalpe. Vikalamaymer, the inu mukmilo, bisha omad bede. It's speaking about omad bede. Now, Nagamara also says that the Teres Kainim is speaking about omad bede. Now, I'd like to just say something. The Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz asks a pertinent question, and he's chelek on Tosfos because of this. If she buda lav the yeraise, so what's the mile of Omad Bedin? Omad Bedin means that the peasant said you have to pay. But if she buda lav the yeraise, so why is he mechuyev to pay? She buda lav the yeraise. That's the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz discussion because of his chelek. Omad Bedin cannot help if you need a Shibud Minatay. Perhaps we can say Pshat and Taisis is Chaylik. I mean, Taisis holds clearly that Omad Bedin helps Filu by to make a Shibud Minatay. How does Omad Bedin work? It could be there's a Rashi, there's a very interesting Machlokes, Rashi and the Ritva in Gittin Daf Yud Gimel Amad Beis. The machlokes shibuda de araise, shibuda lav de araise. What's the machlokes? One person shibuda araise. So Rashi says like this. The man the omer that holds shibuda de araise means as follows. Nichse de inosh inon areven loy. Whenever a person is obligated to pay money, in parentheses, for whatever siba whatsoever, he borrowed money, he stole, whatever it is, for whatever reason whatsoever, he's mechuyev to pay money, automatically his nechosim become arevim on his chiyev tashlumim. Nichse the inish in an arev, they guarantee that it'll be paid up. Yes, karkois, that's an automatic, everyone who possesses karkois has an automatic arev that guarantees that the chayv will be paid up. So the din shibud is an automatic thing. If you owe money, automatically your karkois become mishubit. If I hold shibud alav the yiraise, so Rashi says there's no such thing automatically. I owe money. There's a shibud aguf on me. But my karkois automatically become mishubit. There's no such thing. You have to be mishabit then. So Rashi says, what if you write a shtar? Ooh, so then you were mishabed them. The shtar, there is a concept of shibud. Everyone knows there's a concept of shibud. The shaila is does the shibud come automatically? Every chiyuv tashlumim automatically creates a shibud on the karka because nichsedin ishin areivin. Well, there's no such automatic shibud. But if you're mishabed the karka, shibde bishtar, abadigvis is going to help. That's what Rashi says. So it could be, if just like there's a concept that shibdoi b'shtar, a shtar can create a shibud, so it could be if bezdin is mechayev the person to pay, the chiyuv bezdin creates also a shibud. Bezdin wants him to pay, and our mother bezdin says, you're chayev to pay, bezdin is meshabed the karkois. Could be the psak bezdin is also bekoyech leshabed karkois. Could be that's pshat na mother bezdin. There's a ritva. The ritva is chaylik al Rashi. The ritva says if he holds shibuda lav the yeraisa, you know what that means? Shibuda lav the yeraisa means there's no such concept as shibud. Is it his? Who does it belong to? it's a little his, a little not his. Ein kinyan lachatzoim. The man yom no shibud alav derayis. There's no such concept of shibud. Zok the ritve, if there's no concept of shibud, shibud b'shtar also won't help. The whole concept is not min ha-toyre. Yot shibud alav derayis. Now, according to the ritve, the Taisa by the Peretz Samer, the Kekashe, so, Yot shibud alav derayis, ha-ken ha-moda b'din help. So, but it could be that if Taisus learns like Rashi in Kedushin, that the concept of Shibud, everyone agrees there's such a concept of Shibud. The Shaila is, if automatically becomes Mishubud, so could be a Psak Din of business B'koyich L'Shabit Kalkoyso. Fine. Uma she'ikshe b'kuntres tahach hamod b'din may mahani. Rashi is Amir de Kekashe. If it is speaking about, if you are Geiris, Omad Bedin, so Rashi says, this Hamad Bedin doesn't accomplish anything. Because what was the Hamad Bedin? They slapped him to Bezin, and he swore on Bezin, I don't owe you, so finish, I couldn't talk, the case is closed. He wasn't made it. So how could this Hamad Bedin make a Shibut? The kimna la'elba shalai haida avi v'haida b'nai. So Taisu says it's no problem. Yeshleima ba'omad b'din la'acha shvu'e al yidei edim. Le'mechayev av chaymish k'nisnan le'kambab mas nisim. Le'chidike edim le'mechayev chaymish. So Taisu says, I'll tell you b'shat omad b'din. Bezlin shlept him to Bezlin. And the nigzal said, you stole from me X amount. And he swore on Bezin, I never stole from you. Fine. Case is closed. Before the case was closed, the Nigzal brings to Edim that a maid, this person did steal. So now the din is as follows. A chaymish he does not bring, a korban he will not bring, because the whole din chaymish and korban zavke, if he's maida, he wasn't maida. But the Karen he owes. Now there was a mother bedin. Edom said he did steal. So there's a mother bedin. So that's the case. The case is that there was a mother bedin. Rashi yes, Takash, if there's a mother bedin. So, he wasn't made. There's no mother bedin. So they said, what's the problem? There's a mother bedin through two Edom. And he's not chayev a chaymish. And a mother bedin is mechayev him, creates a shibud. Because there's a mother bedin through two Edom. Amardike Pshat. That's how Taisus learns Pshat. So, the Pnei Yeshua says, he has Amardike Kasha and Taisus. He says, if the case is speaking about that two Edom came and said that the father stole. Fine. Now, the Gemara says that it's speaking about that Nishba Hayoyrish. So he says, what shot the Yerish swore? How could the Yerish swear he didn't steal? To Edom said he did steal. So that's not a kfiras moment. So why should the Yerish be, the more is the whole pilpul, that the Yerish be mechuyiv al tishvur? No, shtek teire, shibut kakois, that you don't bring a chaymish al shibut kakois. Frek the Pnei Yeshua, if the case is speaking about the way Taisva says, that the Hamad Bedin came about through two Edom, so Edom said the father did steal. So now, how could there's no kfiras moment through the Shvu of the Yerushim? So what's pshat in the whole Gemara? Amor de Kekasha and Taisvis. So the only eights that the Pnei Yeshua has on this Kasha is that maybe the Yerushim swore he paid up. And the later they were mighty didn't pay up, but he's not too sure if that shvuah is accepted in Bezin, because since there was our mother bedin, could be you're not neman to say you paid up, so it's fight another kfiras moment. So he says that's why Rashi did not want to learn like Taisus, and that's why Rashi was moichik to whole Gemara. Before we go further, I'd just like to mention one ha'orev, that the Shita Mekabetzis is Mo'irer. The Gemara started off by saying that since Chumshe Mo'moine, the Yoshim pay the Chayim, the father swore, he was Moide, So they pay the chaimish. They pay the chaimish. Fine. That's pshat. Chumishim amayna. Then the Gemara has a Tereskainim. The Tereskainim said the Yerushim don't pay the chaimish. So the Gemara says, oh, the Tereskainim is a different case. You don't bring your chaimish and shibut kakois. Again, samayse. But when it came to the Yerushim, the Gemara is fakasha, they paid the Karen. How did they pay the Karen? It's a milva al peh. Milva al peh, you're not goyvim in a Yerushim. The Gemara is a whole garachke. How do they pay the Karen? Well, it says, it's speaking about that the Omad Bidit. The Gemara is a whole, what the Gemara speaks about that the Yerushim have to pay the Karen, the Gemara saw a problem in this. How can they pay the Karen? It's a milva al peh. Omad Bidit. Fine. Take the Taisvus Arosh. So why would the Gemara before spoke that they pay the Chaimish? Why didn't the Gemara have any problems whatsoever? Gemara says, oh, Yerusha pay the Chaimish. Now, can't you, but why did they pay the Chaimish? Why did they pay the Chaimish? So you have to say he left over Karka. He left over Karka. No, if you're Milva Pen, they gave him in a Yerusha. So you have to say the whole Garachka swing about Omad Bedin. So why did the Gemara wait till the end of the sugya to ask this kasha on the Karen? Right away, the Gemara should have asked the kasha. The Gemara should have spoken about it in the beginning of the sugya. So the Taisus Arosh is Amir Dike Teretz. We'll just say the Teretz. That the Taisus Arosh is like this. The whole din of Milva Al Peh, if you're not goyvim in the Yerushim, if Shibud Alav Deraise, that's a Milva that misvore the loiva has to pay, and that we say shibud the lav deraisha. But a milva haksuva batayre, a milva haksuva batayre means that the Torah was mechadish achiyu, not because he derived benefit from it. It's achiyu batayre, he owes a chaimish. A milva haksuva batayre, we say shibud deraisha. That's from a mele and chaimish. The Gemara never had any problems whatsoever. The problem was only on the Karen. The Karen is not a milvak suva b'teira. The Karen he has to pay back because he stole it from him and he was then from his mamon. So on the Karen is not considered a milvak suva b'teira. That the Gemara shibud alav dirais. But the chaimish is shibud dirais als milvak suva b'teira k'ksuva b'shtardom. Let us go further. Rava Oma Ochi B'mayaskinam Kegoyin Shehoysa. We're saying Pshat in the Teres Koyinim. The Teres Koyinim says that the Yerushim pay Karen, they don't pay Chaimish. We hear problems, what's the case speaking about? Rava Oma Ochi B'mayaskinam Kegoyin Shehoysa Diskaya Shal Oviv Mufkedes B'yad Acherim. We're speaking about the gzeila was ben. The gzeila of the father was, the father stole, it was ben. The father swore in Bezdin, the father swore in Bezdin that he didn't steal anything. Fine. He wasn't moida. That's the case. Now the stolen goods were in a suitcase, in a sack. Now this sack, the father gave over a pikodon. Someone should watch the pikodon. So someone was watching the pikodon. He was not aware what the contents of this diskaya was, and he was holding the pikodon. Fine. Now the father dies, and the nigzel comes over to the Yerushim. He tells the Yerushim, you know, your father stole from me stolen goods. She gave back to me the goods. It's a stolen goods. The Yerushim don't know anything what happened. They don't know anything about stolen goods. They go into the father's house. They open up all the drawers. No stolen goods here. And they swear to the Nigzal, there's no stolen goods from the father. Finished. Later, the Nifkat comes to them. You say, you know, your father left over a suitcase here. Here's the suitcase. They open the suitcase in the Nimtza Gevia. Then they find the stolen goods there. They find it there. Oy vey. So they come to Bezdin. They say, you know, we swore that the father didn't leave over stolen goods. We were unaware from the suitcase. The suitcase came back to us today. We see that the stolen goods are here. So there was a shvuah. There was no stolen goods. And now they're moided that they swore false. So here the Torah's Kohenim says that they pay the Keren, the stolen goods are here, there's no problem of Shibud, it's banned. But the potter to pay Chaimish, because since they were under the impression, that there was no stolen goods, so there's no Chiyuv Chaimish, since they were anusim, they thought that they're potter to pay. So Mamela, that's pshat. Now let us see Rashi. Now see first Lashon HaGemara. Amar Rav HaMaiskin Kei Choyse Diskai Shalovi V'Kedis B'Yad HaCheren. Keren Mishalim, so they have to give back the Keren. Da'isa, the Keren is here now. The stolen goods are here. They have to give back the Keren. Chaimish Loi Mishalim. The Chaimish, they don't pay. The Chiyish Ta, because when they swore that the father didn't leave over stolen goods, because they swore the emes, the holy habiyoda. They were unaware that there was stolen goods. Let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi rov amat, lo ilam begzele kayemes, u dekashaloch. L'chayva ben choymish al shvus atzmoik, even though the gzeilis kaim. So there was a kviris moment. Then later the summers made it that they owed an exalt. Hochak shoysa diskaye, she momen oviv nosem bo mufkedis biyad acherim. Was mufki biyad acherim. Gzeilis u besoiche, the gzeilis was in this diskaye. The riyishtabe hai, when they swore, that we don't have father, it's not in our possession any stolen goods. Because the ishtabe, they swore the truth. Because according to their knowledge, they were unaware of any stolen goods. Usnam b'mesach shvuas v'chayovim al zdoina shvuah v'al zit v'chayovim. When are you chay v'shvuas apikodin al zdoina shvuah? That means you knew you'll have to bring a korban. Va'al shigigoso, you knew that the altars were false, but you didn't know you have to bring a korban. Imzdoina pikodin, but you knew that there was a pikodin, and you swore, I don't have a pikodin. Then you are chayiv a korban shvuah. Ve'in chayovim al shigigoso greide, but you're not chayiv, but if they were unaware in ganzen, that there are stolen goods in their possession, the libe on site. So here that they didn't know bechlal that they're stolen goods, so there's no chiv. Now, I saw a beautiful vote in a Teres Shmuel. He brings down, there's a klal in Shvuas, in Shvuas Bitoi, in Lachayra, who I didn't over here, that if a person was an onus, that means liboy onsei, he was under the impression, let's say like this, a person swore, let's say by Shvuas Bitoi, a person was under the impression he did not eat bread yesterday. He was under the impression he didn't eat bread. And he swore he didn't eat bread, and later he finds out that he did eat bread. So Mamela, so the dinus is potter from a kolben shvuah's biti, because need odom b'shvuah. You only chayiv a kolben on a shvuah if you know that you're swearing false. If you don't know you're swearing false, there's no chayiv kol. So l'chayre, here we have a special din, a special posik, a teres koinim, to tell me that they're potter. They're potter for the shvuah, because they didn't know. This is a din and all din is shvuah, that they're potter. So the Teres Shmuel says, Amor de Kevod from Briskerov, he says that this, by Shvuas HaPekodin, there are two inyonim. There is one inyon of a Shvuas Sheker, he swore false, and that you bring the kol. That's a kapora, you swore false, you bring the kol. The Chaimish, the Briskerov says, is not for the Shvuas Sheker, it's for the Kvira Alimte. That means you were kaifer moment. That means that the yen a month for me, and you swore I don't owe you money. The Chiyuv Chaimish is not for the Yeredei Yeshaboy, not because I swore a false shvur. That's the Oshem takes care of that. The Chiyuv Chaimish is for the Chayshim Mishpat Shaboy. Someone mon you, and you said, I don't owe you, and I swear I don't owe you. So that's not a Poshet the Kfirah, it's a Kfirah Limte. The Chaimish is paid for the Kfirah Limte. So Memele, so that's he wants to say Pshat in the Sheet of Kabetzes. That Odom Bishvu is potter from a Kolbin, that's out the Din Kolbin, because that's the Aveir of Shvu Sheker. So we have a klal of a person was unaware he's swearing a Shvu Sheker, so there's no Chiyuv Kolbin. But the Chaimish is for the Kfir Alimta. I would never know that you're potter from a Chaimish because you didn't know. This is a new Mechayev. This is a Chayshim Mishpatike Mechayev for the Kfir Alimta. So I would think that you're Chayiv HaChaymish, so the Pasuk is telling us that since they were unaware of the Matzev and they had no intent of being Kaifa Momin that truly belongs to the Nigzal, so there's no din of Chaymish also. So that's why I need this Torah's Kainim to tell me this Aloch, Asher Gozal. And they're Potter because they did not know of the Gzeil. Chutz mi pachesh shava pluta bekerem. We had in the Mishnah and Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph that a person stole a shava pluta. So there's a din yelichenu achav lamodai. What happens if he was meichel everything and chutz mi pachesh mi shava pluta bekerem? Now there's only left over a pachesh mi shava pluta. So then is Einai Tzorech Leilech Achav. He doesn't have to go back to the Modai, because even though he stole a Shava Pluta, but now he owes him only a Pachas Mishava Pluta. If you owe him a Pachas Mishava Pluta, Einai Tzorech Leilech Achav. Omar HaPope. So now, Chutz Mi Pachas Shava Pluta Bekerem. Omar HaPope, Loishonu Elosha'en Gzeila Kayemes. That's what it says in the Mishnah. That Apocheis Mishava Pute, there's no Chiyiv Lohilech Achav. And we have to understand one more thing. He's not Chayiv Lohilech Achav. That means he brings a Kolban Oshemari. Like this, the din is Kolban, the Karen wasn't paid up, you can't bring a Kolban. But here it says, Ein Chayiv Lohilech Achav. There's no Chiyiv, because it's Apocheis Mishava Pute. She can bring the Kolban. Can bring the Kolban already because there's no chiyuv to pay him up because it's hapochas mishava put. Amar HaPope, loishonu elo she'ein gzeila kayemes. The Mishnah is speaking about the gzeila is not the end anymore. He owes him hapochas mishava put. So that's what the Mishnah says. An hapochas mishava put, there's no chiyuv lohilech achav lamodai, and memeli can bring a kolben even though you didn't return the pachas mishava put. Avol gzeila kayemes, but what is the gzeila kayem? You have a gzeila that is worth pachas mishava put. Tzorich leilech achav rabid, you can't bring a kolben. Tzorich leilech achav chayshinon shemot yaker. Now it's worth taka pachas mishava put. Maybe the market is going to go up. And it'll become worth a shava pute. So, and it's something to think about. It's something to think about. So therefore we will not be makriv the korban till you bring back this pachas mishava pute, because we have to be chayish shema tiyak. This is the first loshen of Rapop. Iked amri yomar Rapop? No. Loishono gzele kayemes. Loishono she'en gzele kayemes. You don't have to go to Modai to return it. We don't have to be afraid. That means, I don't have to be afraid if Basheru Shom, the Shavius of the Gezel Be'en, is Pachas Mishava Pute. So, and now there's no Chiyiv to return this, because it's a Pachas Mishava Pute. You're allowed to be Makriv the Kolben. You don't have to go now to Modai. You're allowed to be Makim the Kolben. Zuk the Rashba, what will be Lamaisa later was to Nisyaka, so Takaposa the Kolben. But you don't have to be Chayish that Shemotayaka. That's what Rapop is saying in the second Lashon. And the first Lashon says, you do have to be Chayish. Let us see Rashi. Lo Yishonu Sheino Yisachat Siputa Kayemis Menegzei La'atzma. It's not here. Mechatzi plute, who the machayv lein, he owes the machatzi plute, but not kaya. Belava moinik, avalim kaime hi, minagzei la'atzma, tzorech leilach, then he has to go and return it. Chayshin in shema teyake, vetamid ala plute. You can't bring a kobum until you return it. Zok te gemara weiter. Omar, Rove. Gozal sholosh agudos b'sholosh plutos. A person stole three agudos of Yerek b'sholosh plutos. Each agude was worth a shava plute. He stole three agudos, so in other words, he stole three plutos. V'huzlo. And now, the market went down. Va'omdu al shtai. Now, the three agudas are worth two putas. That means each aguda is worth 2/3 of a puta. That's the market value. The market value is now two putas, and each aguda is worth 2/3 of a puta. Im herzil al shtai. Now what did he do? He returned two agudas. So he returned one and a third putas. Chayev laharzel loyachers. Is the third agude is mechuyev to return. Even though, ba'asher husham, it's not worth a shava put, it's worth 2/3 of a put. V'tane tune, and I'll bring you a raya. Gozal chometz v'ova olav ha-pesach, oimer loy arei shaloch lefonech. If a person stole chometz, and ova olav ha-pesach, so now the chometz is worthless. So there's two alternatives. If it's be'en, oimer arei shaloch lefonech. Taime de'isa be'ine, olesa be'ine, afogav da'hashte lav mamayne. Now the chometz which was stolen is now worthless. But kiven de mikore mamaynu, boi shlume, sarazachi of tashlume. Ochinami afogav da'hashte loy shove plute, kiven de mikore havi shove plute, boi shlume. So lechayre, the Gemara is saying over here, let us see Rashi for 1 minute, then let's try to explain it according to Rashi. Kshime Shem Tiak is going to Papa Vetamid Al Puta. Chayev Lahar Zoloi Aguda Achas. Yemuchuyev to return one Aguda. Va'af Al Pi Dahashte Loi Shavi Puta. Even though now it is not worth a Puta. Kiven the Bishas Gzele Avishove Plute, but since Bishas Gzele was worth a Plute, Boi Lahadurei Uleilicha Achov. So they bring down from the Irsa Meich, the Irsa Meich learns Pshat and Rashi as follows. A person stole something that's worth, and let's talk about this Agud. He stole an Agud that's worth a Shove Plute. When he stole it, it was Chal Achiev Ashove. So even though the market went down, and now it's not worth a shava pute, but it's the chiyuv, and now the chiyuv hashava never went off. The chiyuv hashava, since it was once chal on this agude, because when he stole it was worth a shava pute, the chiyuv hashava never went off, so even though now it's worth a pachas for shava pute, there's a chiyuv hashava to return this. If it's not ben, then we have a klal kol agazloni mishalmi kishas agzela. But there's a chiyuv hashava on what is now ben to return. That is how the Samechlin's Pshat and Rashi. Chayev lahadure is mechuyev to return this. Kim in the Bishas, Zayla Vishave Plute, and there was Chal already a Chiev Shove. So even though now there, it is less than a Shove Plute, boy lahadure is a Chiev now to return this. In other words, the Chiev Ashove never became Nifka. That's how Rashi learns. Let us see Taisvis, Omarove. Gozal sholish agudis begimel putes. Vuhuzlu vaomdu al shtayim, chayev laharsalay achas. Page. Im yeshno ba'en, if it is ba'en, marzeroisa. So he gives that back. Vim lav, mishalum lay shove pute kemoishoise shove bishas agzela. Or if it's not ben, you have to pay a shove pute kemoishoise shove bishas agzela. There's a Mechlin's Pshat and Taisvis that the Chiv is, you have to pay, but not as a Chiv now to return it. There's a Chiv to return what you stole. So if it is Ben, you could say, Reish Aloch Lefanecho. If it's not Ben, you have to pay what you stole. For who Adin? So, but Rabbi said a whole Maise. Rabbi said a Maise that there were three Agudas, and he returned two. So Taisus says this halach of Rava could have been expressed in a very simple oifen. Vu adin ba'achas, he stole one agude, shegozlo, he stole a agude that's worth a shava pute. Vu huzlo, and now became worth less than a shava pute. Shemarze loy agude oidamel, also the same din. Why do you need the whole scenario, he stole three agudas and he returned two. He could have the same scenario that he stole one aguda that is worth a shavaput and it is depreciated. Now it's worth part of shavaput. That's the Yisus Kash. Ela Ravusenoka. Afilu bishloisha. He stole three agudas. That there was chalanim, then a mitzvah sashove, dikiyim mitzvah sashove betalti. He was mekayim mitzvah sashove. When he returned the two agudas, he was mekayim mitzvah sashove. He stole three putas, and now he returns, he's mekayim mitzvah sveishiv, by returning these two putas. Even though he was mekayim the mitzvah sashove, he's still mechuyev to return the third one. Even though the third one, he won't be mekayim mitzvah sashove because it's worth less than a shava put, but he's mechuyev to return it because Mishas Gzel was worth a puta. So Mamele Rove is injecting a revus over here. That even though on the Gzela Hakdume, he was Mekayim Mitzvah Hashove, Al Kapon, the still Achiv to return the third Aguda. Aval Gav de Mehai Vetone Tune de Maisi Loi Mash Memino, Lech de Gozel Achas Vuhuzlo, Dahi Domi Le Gozel Chometz Vavo Lova Pesach. So Tais was asked Akashe, if Rove holds this is Achidish, that even though he was Mekayim Mitzvah Hashava with the Hashava of the first two, he still has to return the third. So what is the Raya from Rove? The Rove's case, Gozal Chometz Vavol of Pesach, wasn't Mekayim Mitzvah Hashava at all. So how can you bring a Raya to Yodin? Is Ahi Revusa de Gimel Koma Rove Misvore. That Rove is not being a Raya from Chometz. Rove says, Misvore, Rava says, Misvore, that he has to give back the third, even though he returned. But the Etzim din that there's a Chiev to return the third one, even though now it's worth Pachas Mishav Aprut, and that's what brings Araya from Chometz. Midinokat Vehuzlu, Mashma de Pshitalei, Tim Gozal Gimbal Agudois Shoveish Teiputais. What'll be the din if he stole three agudas worth two putas. So that means that each aguda b'shas gzeila was worth two-thirds of a puta. V'hechziloi beis mehem. So it comes out, this third aguda, he never was chayiv to be meshiv this third aguda, because he never stole a shiva puta with this third aguda. Le mechayev laharze lo shlishi, she's not mechayev to give back the third agude. Even the mikore b'shas gzeila lehavi mamayne, since when he stole it, it wasn't mamin. L'shematiyake loy chayshinon. And then Rav isn't chayish of shematiyake. So memele, he is not mechuyev at all. If he stole three agudas which are worth two plutas, then he's not mechuyev to return the third agude. Zok the Gemara weiter. Boy Rav, gozal shtei agudas beplutas. A person stole two agudas, which were worth a pluta. So each aguda was worth half a pluta. Vehechzaloi achas mehem. Now he returned one of the two agudas. Now, when he returned one aguda, he wasn't makay mitzvah veishiv, because he returned a pochas mishab a pluta. Now he has another half a pluta left. And from Taisus, it seems it's speaking about over here that it was nishba, v'hoide, and it's negeya now the shaila of can he bring now a korban osha? He stole a pluta, he swore he was moide, and he returned a half a pluta, and he has a half a pluta left. Does he have to go to moide for this half a pluta? What happened now? He returned one half. Mal ma'im rinin hash telek gzeila gabei. He doesn't have an exhale anymore because he only has half a pluta. That's not called exhale. So let him go and bring a korban. But he did not return the exhale he had stolen. He had stolen a shava pluta and he didn't return what he stole. So Mela could be if he didn't return what he stole, so you can't bring a korban. You stole a shava pluta and you didn't return a shava pluta. You can't bring a korban. Or maybe not. Now it doesn't have any more Sheva Pluta by it. Hod the poshto gzeila einkan. There's no gzeila anymore. Hashava einkan. There's no hashava either. Gzeila einkan. Hashava yeshkan. So there was a hashava. Ochikoma afo pishe gzeila einkan. Mitzvah hashava einkan. Even though, there's no gzeila, mitzvah hashove is einkan. Yeah, fine. Now let us see Taisvis. Hori gassine, boi rove gozol beis agudis beputa, beherze achas meh. Mal, mimrin en hashte mielek gzeila gabei, so the chayde shayla is, so he could bring a korban oshim ready, eduma, ola yahad the gzeila. He did not return the gzeila. Like I've seen another gozol, besol hukru vomda, no hukru, nothing. Mitzvahs hashove einkan. Nire d'lei boile mifshat elo d'lei ma'akev mitzvahs hashove or mitzvahs hashove mi'alei kaim. So Taisa said, what Rava said, he stole hashove pruta, and speaking about he swore and he was moide, and he returned a half a pruta. So Rava is saying, gzeila einkan. That's a maskone. So me'mele, if I don't have any gezel by me, I can bring a kol. But you should know, don't pat yourself on your back and say, well, I was Mekai, Mitzvah Sashavi, you want Mekai. You can bring a korban, but you should know, Mitzvah Sashavi, you want Mekai, because you stole a pute, and since you didn't return a pute, Mitzvah Sashavi, you want Mekai. But Mitzvah Sashavi is not Ma'akiv the korban. The korban, that you can't bring a korban, because man, the gezel is by you. You don't have any gezel by you anymore because you returned a half a pluta. But mitzvah shava, you weren't mekai.